Welcome to another edition of the Home Studio Craft Podcast. I'm Scott.
I'm Tippins.
How's it going, man?
It's going well.
Yeah.
Going well.
Week was good.
Yeah. Yeah. Ready to talk about how to acoustically treat our rooms. Mine is...
Needing? Yours is in need of acoustic
zero,
treatment?
Zero acoustic treatment.
Yeah, so the reason why you want to acoustically treat your room is to be able to get your mixes to translate onto different playback devices, right? So you want to have your mix sound good, you know, not just in your home studio. You want it to sound good on iPhones, Android phones, your car stereo,
the car test,
right?
Yeah.
Running out and listening to how it sounds in your car. And, you know, your home stereo for those of you that still, you know, have a home stereo. And the way to do that, you need to acoustically treat your room.
Like, where do you start? Like, because if you're, like, searching online, you know, I really don't know even what materials to look at, like, certain sizes better than others. Like, really just, right. You know.
Well, you know, if you do a search online, you're going to come up with a bunch of like off the shelf solutions, and those off the shelf solutions can be, you know, really expensive generally, right? So, you know, there's some good companies out there like GIK Acoustics, another company called Audimute. There's another company called Soundproof Cow. All these companies offer different types of materials. Now, when you're considering treating your room, you want to consider the materials you're using, what the NRC rating is. And the NRC rating stands for noise reduction coefficient, which means like how effectively those different materials absorb sound. And the one that's generally the best at absorbing sound at different frequency ranges is rock wool. Now, are you familiar with what rock wool? Okay.
No, not at all.
So rock wool is it looks like fiberglass, right? It's a little bit darker. But rock wool, the primary material is basalt. I'm not sure. Is that the way you pronounce it? Basalt or basalt?
I don't know.
Basalt. I say tomato.
My
say
uncle
tomato.
Lives on a mountain in Colorado called, it's either basalt or basalt mountain. I'm
all
not
right.
Sure. So
well, whatever it is, basalt. So it's like volcanic rock. I think that's what
yeah,
it is,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. And so that's the primary material that makes up rock wool. And then you have fiberglass, which is made from silica sand. You have acoustic cotton, which is kind of like a recycled cotton batting. That's good. You have like acoustic foam, like the Oralex panels, you know, like those 2x2, you know, foam panels that, you know, most home studios have. But the one that's most effective for absorbing sound is going to be rock wool. And so I recommend the you know, when you're treating your home studio, is that you start treating the space behind your monitors, right? So you want to be able to get something that's thick enough to absorb like all the bass frequencies. And you place it right behind your monitors, and you place your monitors as close as possible to that material, you know, to effectively, you know, treat like the low frequencies, which are longer waves, right? So the thicker the material is, the more effective it's going to be at absorbing sound. So if you're going to go out and buy like a 4-inch or a 6-inch thick bass trap, right, which is what that would be, a broadband bass trap, it can be really expensive. So what I kind of came up with is a little DIY method that anybody can use, and it'll cost you about half the price of what it would be for an off-the-shelf solution. So my idea is to go out and buy like a box of, you can get them, I think, in boxes of like five panels of rock wool, and they're basically 2-inch thick by 2 feet wide by 4 feet long. And then you also can buy some burlap bags, right, that essentially you can take and slip these rock wool panels into and slip them into the burlap sack. And what's cool about the burlap sacks is, you know, they look kind of nice, and they're also acoustically transparent, meaning that they're the way the weave is, it's wide enough that it's not going to block any sound, you know, from being absorbed. So you put them behind your speakers, right? You got those, especially if your speakers are ported in the back, you have those sounds coming directly from the port on the back of your speakers, as well as the sound being reflected off the back wall to the front wall.
I wouldn't have even thought about that changing things, really, but I guess it does.
Oh, yeah, it's super effective, right? So you can, you know, you can do this little DIY hack. You know, it'll be like essentially half the price. So if you were going to buy, you know, essentially five, you know, broadband bass traps, and let's just say you just bought the 2-inch thick, which are not as effective, you know, you could do that for a little over $200. If you were gonna buy those off the shelf, say for like at GIK, which is a great company. You know, and it's going to have a more polished look to it, right? It's going to be probably more attractive, but it's also going to be double the cost. So if you're on a budget, this is a kind of a good, you know, DIY hack you can do. Yeah,
and it's super easy to do, it sounds
super
like.
Super easy. Yeah, and you just take some, you know, some, like those little, like, white, like, anchors, you put them into the wall with a screwdriver, and then you can just take that little burlap sack with the rock wool panels inside of it, and just, you know, put a screw through that and right into that little anchor and just leave it there. And then you can take it out and take it with you if you have to move to another apartment or, you know.
And the rock wool is still like super light, like foam would be, or like some of the other stuff you mentioned.
Yeah, it's really light. Like, I don't know what to really compare it to. But yeah, it's not like this really heavy thing. Mm. It would be heavy if you had, you know, one of the wood frame panels that you would buy from, you know, an off the shelf solution. It's, or heavier, let's say. It's not too heavy, but it would definitely be a lot heavier. But as far as like the burlap sack, you know, solution goes, much lighter and efficient, right? So you'd start with that. Ideally, you would put two of those rock wool panels together to give you like 4 inches, because the thicker the panel, the better it's going to absorb the bass frequencies. And I'm talking like from 500 hertz down to probably like 80 hertz or so. That's probably about as effective as they'll be.
Okay.
And then, so after you treat behind your speakers, then you want to do the first reflection points, which are going to be on your sidewalls, right? And we discussed in a previous...
So that's like where your speakers are kind of like... You know, you picture where your speakers are directly sending sound.
Yeah, yeah. So it's basically the point where your speakers are hitting like the walls.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Your sound reflections, right? And so we discuss like how to do that, and it's also in the Home Studio Craft course where you can basically watch the video. It'll tell you how to, you know, go through the mirror procedure of finding the, you know, your first reflection points and so forth. So do that, and then if you've got enough money, right, to continually to treat your room, then I would recommend doing some bass traps. You know, once again, you can use the burlap sack, rock wool, you know, sheet to create some bass traps for the corners and on the back wall, right? And overall, you want to cover about a minimum of 20% of all your surfaces.
Okay.
So, you know, you can take some Oralex panels, right? Those 2x2 foam panels, and get some of that spray adhesive, right? And just go kind of light on the spray adhesive and stick them on the ceiling above your listening position. So wherever you're seated, right, and the equilateral triangle for your listening position, you just want to put some of those panels on the ceiling above you to capture the reflections coming off the floor and the walls hitting the ceiling.
Okay.
Right? So they, you know.
And so you want your floor completely bare.
Yeah. Yeah. That's basically generally recommended. Yep. Keep it bare. Treat the ceiling above your listening positions. Treat the first reflection points on the sidewalls. Have some bass traps in your back wall, your corner wall. And then, so once you've done this treatment, right? And also, let me say that I don't know if you can see in the back here. I've got these sheets hanging here. They're from a company called Audimute, and they make these like sound absorption sheets, which are also a really good solution. You know, once again, it's going to be more costly than a DIY solution, but they're really effective, and I would definitely recommend them as well. And by the way, anything that we're referencing in this podcast as far as the companies or the materials for the DIY hacks, we'll put links in the show notes so you guys can, you know, go check them out. But so I was saying, Tippins, that after you get the room treated, right, so you got your bass traps behind your monitors, right? Your monitors placed as closely to those bass traps as possible without touching them. Your first reflection points treated on your sidewalls, bass traps hopefully in the back. Then what you can do is use a calibration software, right? So you may have seen software like SonarWorks, and there's other companies out there that let you calibrate your monitors to the acoustics of your room. But there's another solution out there called Room EQ Wizard, or REW, that is completely free unless you want to make a donation to the guy who created it. His name is John Mulcahy, I believe. But it's very sophisticated software, and you can use it in conjunction with a calibrated microphone like this mic from Mini DSP. It's an MIK1. And this mic has a special code on it that you essentially enter into Room EQ Wizard. And then basically taking this mic, plugging it into your computer, I think it's got a USB-C connection to it, plugging it into your computer and using it in conjunction with Room EQ Wizard. And you start off, you know, placing it in your listening position, and then Room EQ Wizard will emit a sound coming out of your speakers that this mic will use to calibrate the acoustics of the room, right? So it's going to take into effect, like if there's too many low frequencies, too many high frequencies, not enough mid-range and so forth, so that you can get a more balanced sound of your actual, you know, mix when you're mixing, when you're doing a mix. So what happens is after you finish calibrating your monitors with Room EQ Wizard, there's a file essentially that you can download that Room EQ Wizard creates, and then you import that into, for example, I use Ableton, so I import that file into Convolution Reverb, and then I place that plugin on my master bus, and now when I'm playing back my mix and listening through my monitors, I'm getting an accurate idea of what that's going to sound like. And it's going to translate better to all the different listening devices, your playback devices, rather.
So it basically is fixing the issues with your room.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, yeah, it's a workaround for, you know, not working in a professional recording studio.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So it allows you to... yeah, and it works really, really well. And it may take you a few times, like with Room EQ Wizard, you know, to get it right so that it, you know, your mixes really do translate well. But after you've tried it a few times and, you know, you can, you know, place that mic in your listening position a little bit off to the right, a little bit off to the left, a little bit forward, a little bit back, to get a balance, and then Room EQ Wizard will mix all those together to basically form like one file that allows you to, you know, put that on your master bus, and it works great. It really, really does.
When you're doing the calibration tests, are you like playing a mix, or is it just like the dead silence of the room?
Yeah, no.
That's pretty
Room
cool.
EQ Wizard will basically play a tone, like a test tone kind of coming out of your speakers, and then that mic picks it up and then feeds it back into Room EQ Wizard.
Yeah.
And then you can test it from as many different positions as you want. So some people really, you know, go crazy with it, right? They'll just test all over the room. So my suggestion is just try it and then try different combinations and then basically take your mix and go listen to it on different devices and see which one of those Room EQ Wizard calibration files works best. And there's some excellent videos too. If you go to Room EQ Wizard's website, there's some excellent videos that they have right on their website that'll walk you through how to do the whole setup. And as long as you follow those videos, you know, it's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, so that mic, this mic, I think it's about $150. So you get the software free. And, you know, if you want to make a donation to the author of the software, I think that's a generous thing to do, whatever you can afford. And then so for $150, and this is something you can always do. So if you're changing rooms,
In theory, you know, that a few of the Rockwool DIY panels behind as bass traps behind, like, so theoretically you could, with all of this in mind, get to, you know, a pretty great sound quality with, like, how much, like, you know,
well, it depends on how much you want to do, right? So you know, so for example, if you were gonna, you know, buy the bass traps from GIK, for example,
yeah,
you know, it'd be about half the price of, you know, you probably pay like $400,
yeah, right?
Depending on how many panels you wanted to buy. And then for the Rockwool, you know, burlap sack,
yeah,
DIY hack, it's going to be about half the price, about $200 and change.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. I
so
mean,
it's
so
not an insignificant savings.
Yeah. Exactly. 50% is.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
for
you're
a
working
professional
on a budget,
quality, you know, stuff.
Yeah. So. I mean, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's going to take a room, right? Because, you know, most of us are working out of our houses,
exactly,
right? Or apartments or wherever it is. And the thing about this system is, you know, you screw them into your wall. You're going to have a couple holes in your wall. And if you have to leave your apartment, you can just, you know, fix up those holes before you leave, so there's no damage, and take them with you to the next place you happen to move to. So it allows you a lot of flexibility for about half the price.
Yeah.
So, and like I mentioned earlier, so we'll post in the show notes links to all the companies that we talked about, and as well as Room EQ Wizard, as well as the calibration mic. And, you know, if you have any questions about this, you definitely hit us up, and, you know, we'll be glad to answer them.
Yeah, I'm going to use this.
Yeah, soon. Totally, totally doable.
Yeah,
all
awesome.
All right, man. Until next time.
Yeah, until next time. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.